Hello, is Michelle there?
Who may I ask is calling?
This is Monica, and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey.
Okay, well, we'll see if she wants to do it. Hang on.
Okay, thank you.
Who is it?
Somebody for the survey. If you want to do it, then say yes. If you don't, then...
Hello? Yes, hello. Hello?
Yes?
Yes, is this Michelle?
Yes, it is.
Yes, hello. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
What's the survey about again? I'm not understanding.
Oh, it's just issues facing your community and the nation. This is related to the elections upcoming this year.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. May I know what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices?
I definitely will be.
You're certain to vote?
I definitely will be voting.
Okay, thank you. May I know your age?
69.
Thank you. And may I know what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you. May I know your rate for your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other offices? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
Extremely motivated.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Joe Biden as a president.
Disapproval.
Okay. The options are somewhat disapprove and strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly. Okay. Sherrod Brown as a senator.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Donald Trump as former president.
Okay. What are the choices?
Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or you're unfamiliar with them, just tell me that you don't know them. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Derek Marion.
I'm sorry. What was it?
Derek Marion.
Oh, Derek Marion. Yes. Favorable.
Very favorable.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Marcy Kaptur.
Their middle one.
Somewhat. It's okay. Somewhat favorable.
Okay, somewhat unfavorable.
Yeah, somewhat unfavorable. Okay, that's the middle one. You're right. Donald Trump?
Somewhat favorable.
Joe Biden?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
Just that general Republicans in Congress? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's just a general.
Mm-hmm. It's not a specific thing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And First Energy?
First Energy. Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress, as in general?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. Okay. All right, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
would you say, do you lean Republican, I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Would you say you lean to Donald Trump?
I guess.
Okay. Right. Yes. If the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Bernie Moreno.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote?
Who's the candidates?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Democrat Marcy Kupchur or Republican Derek Marion?
Oh, Derek Marion.
Okay. All right. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kupchur, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kupchur?
No chance.
All right, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupchur. Marcy Kupchur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupchur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
It makes no difference.
No difference. All right. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marion. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it is true, please say so. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marion voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow for responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marion even voted no on that.
What were the choices again?
Sure.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, it's all right. It's one of the choices. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Next statement. In the state legislature, Derek Marion sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. One of the options does include not true, no difference, more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
I don't think that's true of everyone, no.
Okay, all right. Next statement. Derek Marion wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marion's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marion's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Same options to answer.
Not true.
Not true. Okay. Thank you for your answers and for bearing with me. I'm going to read the next statement. One moment. All right. Next statement. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marion was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marion's corruption. Same options to answer.
She wasn't even in there then. That's not true.
Not true. Okay. This is the second to last statement. In the state legislature, Derek Marion supported anti-union laws that drove down wages for workers. As major of water bill, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Same options to answer.
Give me the answers again. I don't remember.
It's all right. Options to answer are much less likely to vote, somewhat less likely to vote, no difference, more likely to vote, or not true.
No difference.
No difference. All right. And last statement. As the landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. I will remind you the options are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true.
I didn't totally follow what you said about him, so I'm not sure what to say.
It's all right. Yeah, it's all right. I will select don't know, or it's all right. No worries.
Seems kind of convoluted, so I got lost.
No worries. Okay, this is an open question. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin? Or would you still vote for Marin?
I'd still vote for him.
All right, thank you. I'm typing in your answer. All right, next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Derek Marin.
Thank you. We're almost done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've had some graduate work.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, as a Republican, as an independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
All right. Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? The options to answer are very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important.
How strong is what to my personal identity?
Politics.
Oh,
general
politics.
Mm-hmm.
General politics. Is there somewhat?
Yeah, somewhat important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I'll go with that.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Options to answer include Joe Biden or Donald Trump, but also include other, did not vote, or you refused to answer.
I voted for Trump.
All right. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
You too. Bye-bye.